USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visiting historic Westminster Abbey in London at this hour after placing a wreath at the tomb of the unknown warrior. Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a three-day state visit. After considering challenging President Trump in 2020 for the White House nomination, Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's made his final decision, tweeting that he appreciates the encouragement from people around the nation who urged him to run, but he says he won't be a candidate and will instead focus on his second term as governor of Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire on my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hey, guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Authorities in Virginia Beach, Virginia, are searching for a motive in Friday's deadly mass shooting that killed 12 people and critically wounded four others. Police say the suspect, Dwayne Craddock, was not being terminated from his job, and a coworker says he saw Craddock in a restroom just minutes before the shooting began, and he seemed to be perfectly normal. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York says he will be making a solidarity trip to Israel later this month. The Democrats saying now is the time to show strong support for the Jewish community amid anti-Semitic attacks on the rise in that state and around the world.
Anti-Semitism is increasing all across the state. The attacks are increasing all across the state from one end to the other. It is repugnant to who we are. It's repugnant to what we believe.
In April, the NYPD says hate crimes against the Jewish community in New York City were up 50% over the same period last year. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A teenager is now recovering from a shark attack off the North Carolina coast. Paige Winter swimming in the Atlantic at Fort Macon State Park yesterday. When the shark started to bite, she made it to shore and was airlifted to a regional hospital with deep lacerations to her leg, pelvic area, and hand, but she is expected to recover. The new North American trade agreement, the USMC, could be stifled as President Trump's threat to hit Mexico with tariffs gets closer. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
As Mexico concentrated on President Trump's replacement for NAFTA, he tweeted, he'll slap increasingly large tariffs on Mexican goods if its government doesn't step up its immigration enforcement. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the two trade moves are not related.
We've been very specific from the minute that this proclamation went out that this was an immigration matter. It is not a trade matter. So the USMCA is a trade discussion. That's ongoing. That's why Bob Lighthizer is meeting with his Mexican counterparts this week. This is an immigration matter, and the two are separate. We could solve one. We hope we solve both.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And we won't know because we have to see the episode first, but there are unconfirmed reports that James Holzhauer's historic run on the game show Jeopardy is over. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.